welcome to Ask the Expert, Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and of course with me every week is Elise Corey. She is the owner of Travelize, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise.
Hello, how are you?
I am really well, and I'm super excited because we get to welcome back our buddy Dana Kaliski, who is the Market Sales Manager of Celebrity Cruises. Hi, Dana.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Thanks for having me back.
Of course. We're super excited to continue our exploration of Celebrity Cruises, which is really the definition of modern luxury. And we've talked a little bit so far about the amazing food that is award-winning cuisine on board, that the restaurants are absolutely beautiful. The design of the ships is really intuitive and great to enjoy yourself just as that destination itself. But we also want to talk a little bit more about bringing your family on board. So what is it like to go on board a Celebrity cruise with your family?
Well, in my opinion, I think cruising is a great family-friendly vacation. Recognizing that at Celebrity Cruises, we have a great program for the kids. And a lot of people ask me, are we family friendly? What activities do we have for the kids? And I always say that at Celebrity Cruises, we do not dedicate real estate on our ship to the kids, such as you've seen the rock walls and the ice skating rink and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our philosophy is we take care of the parents and offer them a great modern luxury vacation. And we have a great kids program where the kids also have a good time with their parents. And our kids program is called the Fun Factory. And here's how it works. It's age 3 and potty trained up to age 17. And then we have 5 different age groups that we break the kids up in.
Nice.
And we have great programs for them. We keep them busy and out of their parents' hair. And we have a STEM-based program for the kids, so science, engineering, technology, and math. So they do science experiments. They might have a teepee and roast marshmallows on the lawn, things of that nature. But the kids have a great time, and the kids all, or the parents also have a little bit of adult time as well.
Sure.
We also have, in our kids program, we now have an autistic kids program.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so any families with autistic children, they can also bring their kids on board and have a great cruising experience. And we waive the potty training rule at age 3 for the autistic children.
Well, the good thing about the autistic program is, you know, TravelWise also does give back to nonprofits. So there, if there is an autistic group who wants to take a group of children on board a Celebrity, we'd be happy to make a donation back to their cause.
That's really great. That's very cool. And that's so wonderful that Celebrity Cruises is as inclusive that way, because you don't want to be excluded from being able to take a wonderful vacation and have a nice cruise if you've got a member of your family who, you know, has to deal with autism. And, you know, that is a way for everyone to have a great time.
You know, the wonderful part about having a family on Celebrity, there's so many different things to do, and we're so busy with our lives, and having the family spend quality time together while on a ship, everybody can do their own thing. If someone wants to go to the gym or go to the pool and someone else wants to do something else, you can all do your own thing as a family. Mm-hmm. And then come back together again for dinner. We'll see you at dinner at 6. And, you know, everybody splits up. But it's a great way to bond instead of running around and rushing for soccer and rushing for baseball and then having to go to ballet and going to meet with the school. You know, it's just a much better way of spending quality time together.
For sure. And you get to take a cruise.
Yeah. And I agree with Elise. And multi-generational cruising is becoming so popular, where it's grandma and grandpa and their adult children and the grandchildren. And everybody can come together at dinner and talk about their daily activities and their experience during the day. We also have some family-friendly staterooms. So a lot of times families approach me and ask me about how the stateroom category works when they're bringing their children along. So we have a few different options. We have some family view staterooms on the back of the ship that can accommodate families up to 5. And then we have some interconnecting staterooms. So there are 2 staterooms side by side that can connect. You can open the door and the kids can run back and forth. And another option, this happens a lot, is the parents will sail in a balcony and book the inside cabin right across the hall for their teenagers.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
That's great for like the teenagers and the tweens who sort of think mom and dad are
not as cool.
Not as cool as they are. Right, exactly.
Oh, that's fun. Very cool. And I love that the activities that you have planned for kids are not sitting them in front of, you know, a game console or something like that.
Or
that
movies. It, let's watch a movie.
Right,
yes.
Right, yeah. Right. That it needs to be something that's interactive and fun
and
educational, but
yeah.
Still fun, right?
Right, right. And for the young teens, we actually have a GoPro experience. They video their vacation with the GoPro, and then we show them how to edit the movie for their vacation, and we have like a little Academy Awards little presentation for them, and they all get to see each other's movies, and they vote on the best and movie and director and all of that. So it's a lot of fun for them.
I want to do that.
Yeah, that's super awesome. Wow. Okay, so much fun. So definitely family-friendly cruising in a way that brings everybody in and just really allows you to have a great time and feel good about bringing the kids on the vacation, not feeling like you have to figure out another place for them. No, they should be a part of the cruise experience as well. So with Celebrity Cruises, there's so many wonderful destinations to head to, but Alaska is certainly one of the most popular places to visit. Tell us a little bit about trips to Alaska.
That's right. And so if you remember, if you've been in around for a while, it used to be maybe 20 years ago, Alaska was the old person's cruise. All the old people went on the Alaska cruise, and I could never figure that out. Now it's completely flipped. It's young families, and it's an adventurous vacation. And it is so popular, and for good reason. It's beautiful, and you get out there, and you see the wilderness, and you see the wildlife, and it's a great family-friendly vacation. In Alaska, all summer long, and the summer is short season in Alaska, it's May through September, we have three ships operating for the whole season, all seven-night itinerary, and we have our ship Solstice, which is a beautiful ship with a half acre of live grass, sailing out of Seattle every Friday on seven-night itinerary. And that itinerary includes Tracy Arm and Sawyer Glacier. So you have your glacier experience as well.
Nice.
Then we have our sister ship. So she is the sister ship to Solstice. And her name is Eclipse. And she is coming over to Alaska for the first time this season. So we're very excited to have her operating out of Vancouver, round trip for 7 nights. And this sailing includes Hubbard Glacier. And this is what you think of when you think of Alaska, Hubbard Glacier. It's gorgeous. It's the fastest moving tidewater glacier. It's about 300 feet tall. It has beautiful colors of blue. And before I saw the glacier myself, I would say chances are you'll see calving. Now that I've seen the glacier, I say there is guarantee that you'll see calving.
Wow.
It sounds like thunder, and the glacier breaks off into the sea, and it's just a gorgeous experience.
And it definitely brings to life sort of what nature is and what climate is like when you see something that's this huge, that has taken this long to be what it is, just centuries and centuries of time to build up these gorgeous glaciers, and then to be able to experience that. I think that might be part of the allure for younger people to come and see Alaska, because it is really a place where you can see the impact of what's happening in our climate.
And actually see the changes before your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, that ship Eclipse is sailing out of Vancouver for 7 nights. And Vancouver, if you haven't been, I think it's a great city to stay a few days after your cruise, or we offer a Canadian Rockies land package called a cruise tour, and you can purchase that in conjunction with that sailing out of Vancouver and sail on the Canadian Rockies railway and enjoy the Canadian Rockies in that regard, linked onto your cruise.
That is great. And Vancouver is an amazing city.
It's fabulous.
It's one of my favorite places in the world. So definitely try to spend some more time in Vancouver if you're going to be doing that. And the railway sounds very fun as well. Another taste of our history here in the United States and Canada. What about, you've got a new ship, right, that's going to be in Alaska?
Well, actually, newly refurbished.
Newly refurbished.
So our ship, yeah. So our ship Millennium, she is just coming out of a complete refurbishment right now. And we have taken this ship down to the studs. It's going to be gorgeous. And it will look more like our new ship Edge. And we're very lucky to have her in Alaska next year. And she is sailing a northbound, southbound itinerary. Still 7 nights, but this is a little bit different. So you sail for 7 nights from Vancouver to Seward, Alaska, and that sailing also includes Hubbard Glacier, that beautiful glacier I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. And then you take a land package called a cruise tour in Alaska to see more of the interior of Alaska,
wow.
Or you do it the other way around.
Okay.
You sail from Seward, Alaska for 7 nights down to Vancouver, and you take your cruise tour land package first. And our cruise tour land packages, we have several to choose from, anywhere from 3 to 6 nights, and all of them include the Alaskan Railway with our domed rail cars and Denali Park.
Wow. Wow, there's so much to explore in Alaska. If you haven't taken an Alaska cruise, Celebrity Cruises does it right. We've got lots of different ways for you to enjoy it. So definitely take advantage of it. Plus, we do have an offer. If you book an Ocean View stateroom or higher and you're looking at Alaska, this is included. There's some perks of your choice. Can you tell us about those, Dana?
Yes, so that's correct. Ocean View and higher, book by March 6th.
Okay.
But you can plan ahead for this one. So you can actually book your cruise to sail through April 30, 2021.
Oh, okay.
And you get two free perks of your choice. And your choices are a classic beverage package, including alcohol and non-alcohol, $300 to spend on board any way you choose, free high-speed Wi-Fi, or free gratuities. And if you book a suite or you book the new ship Edge, we have an inaugural offer where you get all four of those perks when you book Ocean View and higher category.
Wow, very nice. All right, so reach out to Elise by sending an email, ksro@travelwise.net. You can also call Elise. It's
707-935-WISE or 935-9493.
All right, great. And not only will Elise help you get that cruise package of your dream with Celebrity Cruises, but also, I mean, she's a virtuoso travel agent, so there's always something a little extra.
And those cruise tours can be a little bit confusing, and we can help make
Good.
It clear for you
sure.
So you know which one is right for you and your family.
Excellent. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
The 2018-19 season continues at Sonoma State University's Green Music Center. On Saturday, March 2nd, you'll be inspired by We Shall Overcome, a gospel celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. featuring Damian Sneed. Saturday, March 30th, see two internationally acclaimed artists whose adventurous performance has critics raving, violinist Anna Kiko Myers and Grammy-winning guitarist Jason Viu. Then Thursday, April 4th, the 60th anniversary of the Monterey Jazz Festival blows into town, featuring a diverse lineup of international talent. A great variety of captivating performances continue within Weill Hall and Schroeder Hall at Sonoma State University's Green Music Center. For upcoming event schedule and tickets, be sure to visit gmc.sonoma.edu.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis. Reach out to Elise with any of your travel questions, or if you'd like to book travel, she can help you get exactly what you need. Send an email to ksro@travelwise.net. Wise is with a Z, KSRO at travelwise.net. Let's continue our conversation with Dana Kaliski. She is the market sales manager for Celebrity Cruises. We've been talking a bit about Alaska as a great destination, but another one, especially if you are interested in science, if you're interested in biology and the way the world works, check out Galapagos.
Yes. Right. I know we've talked about Galapagos Islands on this program before, and since then I've had the privilege to experience the Galapagos Islands. I went myself the end of October, beginning of November, and I will tell you, it truly is one of those trips of a lifetime.
Oh, we're so jealous. So, we are so jealous, Dana.
Yeah. It's on my wish list. Yes. Very high up.
Yes.
We have been operating in the Galapagos Islands since 2004. And it's such an exotic destination. Animals have no fear of humans. The animals have adapted to their environment. And it is so interesting. It's a very active vacation. We have our new ship being built right now for the Galapagos Islands. Our new ship is called Flora, and she comes out in May. And this ship is all sweet.
Wow.
So a little bit of luxury in a rustic destination. And this ship is floor-to-ceiling windows, Ecuadorian woods, absolutely gorgeous. We even have a spa on board this ship.
Wow.
And so she comes out in May. Her name is Flora. And we also are sailing with our existing ship Expedition, which will be 64 guests. After May, and with an accommodation of all different kind of stateroom categories. And both of those ships sail for 7-night itinerary, and you visit either two islands in one day or each side of an island each day. So it's a very active vacation. And here's how it works, is you get yourself to Quito, Ecuador. And if you didn't know, Quito is about a 4-hour flight from Miami. So that kind of gives you an idea of how far it is in South America. Mm-hmm. We pick you up at the airport. We whisk you to the JW Marriott Hotel for a 2-night stay and a tour of Quito, which is also very interesting. And we bring you to the equator. You get to see all the science experiments on the equator and a great gourmet lunch and look at some beautiful churches. It's a fabulous trip. And then the whole ship from the Marriott flies over to Baltra in the Galapagos Islands. So once we have you in Baltra and you're on our ship, everything's included. So I should back up. At the Marriott, your meals and your non-alcohol are included at the JW Marriott in Quito,
great.
Ecuador.
Wow.
And then once we have you on the ship, everything else is included. So all of your alcohol, your snorkeling, your wetsuits for snorkeling, entertainment, lecture series, all of it's included. And you sail for 7 nights. And you sign up for an activity, a morning activity and an afternoon activity the night before. So you kind of get to choose. Would you like to do kayaking? Would you like to take a hike? Would you like to snorkel? And you go with a naturalist. So they are very knowledgeable local people that can answer any questions for you. And then one night after you sail for 7 nights, then one night back in Quito, Ecuador at the JW Marriott Hotel with a farewell dinner with your now close friends from the ship.
Yeah.
Before flying back to the U.S. or you can add on Machu Picchu because you're all the way over in South America.
Yeah.
A lot of people then just go ahead and add on the Machu Picchu extension for a 15-night.
I love this. This is so amazing. This is an opportunity to see a part of the world that is so fascinating that that Darwin, you know, his explorations and ability to understand sort of the way the species works, you know, the evolution of the species, all of this, all these wonderful things that you can discover in Galapagos and be there and learn them yourself by being on site. That's just, it's a bucket list for me. I definitely want to go.
You know, the nice part is once you have your airfare and you go over to Quito and you do the cruise, and then you might as well just go over to Machu Picchu. You're right there. You know, you save the same airfare basically.
Yeah.
And you just make it a little longer instead of doing two trips and having to buy airfare two times back and forth.
Right.
And we'll actually even help you out with that airfare. We have an air credit right now, an air credit promotion that we're running. So we offer you some credit towards the purchase of your air to get you to that destination.
Do you also help people if they want to book flights with you?
Yes, we do. It's called Flights by Celebrity, and it comes with a little bit of assurance because when you book your flight with us and your cruise, we know where you are. So it becomes our responsibility to get you to the ship because we can track where you are in the system of getting you to the cruise ship, no matter where it is. So even if you're flying out of, you're flying into Rome to cruise in the Mediterranean, to Alaska, wherever it is, we know where you are. I always tell people, please shop our Flights by Celebrity to add on to your cruise because it makes it so simple and it comes with that little bit of assurance policy that it becomes our responsibility to get you to the ship. And it's just peace of mind when you are purchasing your air with the cruise.
Wow. Wow. And that's true because things can happen on your way to the cruise ship, right?
Right. Remember that Icelandic volcano that acted up a few years ago and disrupted flight service into Europe?
Yes.
Things like that.
Yeah.
So that now becomes our problem.
Right.
Yeah, that's the nice part, especially if you're not going in several days before and you don't have that privilege of, you know, having unlimited days to travel. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure you get to where you're going on time. It's a terrible situation if you do yourself. When you're going that close in, I always suggest book it through the cruise line because they will take care of you. You're in their hands. You don't have to worry, oh, there's no other flights. They will get you there whether the cost isn't an issue. It's their issue.
Yeah.
And that's the nice part once you do it.
Yeah. And that's from Elise. Elise is a travel agent, so she knows about this.
I know. When it's a great offer.
Yes.
It's really great, especially when you're going straight to your destination. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the best thing to do because you don't worry about anything.
And is that something that you can work together with?
Oh, Dana, yeah. And I also look at the air that comes back. If I don't like it, I'll tell them, look, can we pick something else?
Uh-huh.
And I'll look at the flights ahead of time, or someone, let's say, has United miles or American miles.
Oh, okay.
And I'll say, well, here's their preference in all things equal. Can we book these flights instead of those flights? So
nice.
I'm always looking out for your best benefit. And you know, we treat your trip as if it's our own. So it's just, you're not booking like you're just not a number. You're not just enter, done, confirmation number. We
right.
make sure we put a little personalization in your travel.
Yeah, that's great considerations. And Dana, this is so exciting. What was your feeling of being able to go to Galapagos and having that opportunity?
Oh, it was such a privilege. It is one of those bucket list itineraries, like you were saying, Michelle. And, you know, I've been talking about Galapagos for a long time, and I've mentioned that the animals have no fear of humans, but they have no fear of humans. There were so many sea lions that had pups. They were nursing their pups right in our path, and they're not moving. They have no fear. They don't even look at you. You just basically have to walk around them. The cute little penguins, the iguanas that now swim, they have adapted to the environment. They swim and use their tail as a propeller, feed on the bottom of the sea, and then you see them all laying on the rocks trying to warm up. It is just adorable. And sea lions are one of those things when you think, I just can't see another sea lion, and they're so adorable. And they're playing with each other and the little babies. So it's so entertaining. And we saw so many dolphins. It was just an unbelievable experience.
Wow. Wow. So these are the kinds of experiences that you can only get by talking with your travel agent, talking with Elise, and booking something like this. This is your bucket list. This is something that you will remember for the rest of your life. So make sure that it's going to be a really great experience. Get Elise on your side and book a celebrity cruise.
Yeah, we have a great offer that we're working together with Celebrity. I'll even throw in a little bit of extra depending upon how many cabins you book and how soon you book that. But Dana, do you want to tell about our special offer that Celebrity has right now?
Right. So we have a really good offer. Book an ocean view. That's a big picture window.
Mm-hmm.
Cabin or higher on most sailings by March 6th. And you can sail through April 30, 2021. And you, the customer, get two perks of your choice. And the choices are classic beverage package, including alcohol and non-alcohol, $300 to spend on board, free high-speed Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities.
Wow, you can choose any one of any two of those. Wow, nice.
Right, and if you book the new Ship Edge or a suite, we give you all of those perks. You don't even have to choose.
Nice.
Like I said, and the TravelWise will throw in an extra to be determined, but we will do something extra.
Very good. So reach out to Elise, KSRO at TravelWise.net is her email. Thank you so much, Dana. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Dana Kaliski is the market sales manager for Celebrity Cruises. Again, reach out to Elise to plan your next big travel adventure on Celebrity Cruises. This is KSRO.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
The preceding was a...